Sell, sell, sell. Mr. Fountains of Edwards, every day, in the street, on TV, in supermarkets, and in newspapers and magazines. Every week, millions and millions of dollars are spent promoting products in Edwards. And if you think consumers aren't influenced by Edwards, even ones they dislike, you are wrong. Edwards aren't necessarily successful if they're liked. They're successful if they're remembered. People often remember a product, which is advertising using famous people. When we see the trainers worn by a sports star, we imagine that we may also be successful with the same trainers. Adverts which use celebrities are expensive to produce, but they are persuasive. Many advertisers these days promote products using very unusual adverts. In the USA, adverts are sometimes printed on beaches by special machines. On busy beaches, the adverts are destroyed by midday. So the same advert is made again every morning. It is impossible to ignore an advert that you have to sit on. A more unusual form of advertising uses people's faces. It is very popular with students because it is an easy way to earn money. Colorful company logos and product names are printed on students' faces by an advertising agency. The students are paid to walk around with the advert for a week. Companies always want their new ways to advertise their goods, and every year adverts get more personalized. Have you ever seen a pop-up ad? One that suddenly appears on your screen while you are logged on to the internet. If you are visiting a football site, you may receive a small pop-up advert for football shirts, for example. Pop-ups can be very annoying and very hard to stop, but it does not matter whether you like the adverts or not. More adverts mean more sales. How much closer to our lives can advertisers get? Where is the limit?